This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I know this is hard for you, dude. And I want you to be able to talk about it, though. It's important that...
It'll be therapeutic.
Tell me what's going on with your war with... What are you warring with?
I'm warring with muffins.
No.
Muffins.
English
muffins.
There we go. Because regular, you know, fluffy blueberry muffins.
Those are perfect. Those are fine.
Right. Just a very specific muffin.
It is.
You are warring with. Why? What happened? And why is it a first world problem?
I've eaten toast my whole life. I've come this far with toast. Toast and I will walk hand in hand to the end. Me and toast, right?
Oh my God,
but
yes.
Every now and then, like I was in the grocery store a couple weeks ago and I'm walking by, English muffins. You know, I have not had an English muffin in forever. So yeah. I went ahead and picked up a package of English muffins, took them home, getting all excited. Oh, I'm not going to have toast this morning. I'm going to have one of these English muffins. Took me about 4 seconds to realize I haven't bought English muffins
why
in forever.
Why haven't you bought them? What's wrong with the muffins?
First of all, they perforate them just not enough.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't pull them apart. Oh. So I hear I'm struggling with the English muffins. You got to pull them. You got to somehow
get. It's more of a puppet. At that point.
Is that what it is? Just try and get them? Just one side?
Yeah.
And
then you leave half of
Yes!
It's like separating Siamese twins.
Thank you!
I get it. Yeah, it's horrifying.
One side is all, you got this big thing hanging off of the other side is not enough and all that stuff. And while I'm trying to pull these damn English muffins apart, that's what I remembered. On top of the muffin, they have this fine grade sand
or
something.
Cornmeal or whatever.
What is that?
I don't know.
Because when I'm trying to pull them, now I got a pile of that all over my lap on the countertop. And then when I put them in the toaster and I take them out, now I got a pile of that at the bottom of the toaster. I was struggling so bad that I went to the package. I go, I wonder if they have instructions on how to. Sure enough, they do.
They do?
They have instructions on how to separate their
separate it?
They say take a fork and you kind of push the fork in on all sides of the English muffin. And eventually, yes, they had a diagram. So clearly the rest of the world had this problem. They had to put the directions on the package.
Wow, so your first world problem is English muffins are too hard to separate.
This is a real problem.
And leave too much.
I gotta eat.
No, you're right.
I need sustenance.
Oof, you're right, dude.
So I thought,
I don't mean to make light of your problem.
And I don't think it's just that the particular brand named after a guy that of the muffins. Oh, you know which one I'm talking
know.
About.
I don't know. What's
so
the
I thought,
guy?
Well, they got the
Tommy.
Same.
Tommy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. They also make bagels. So I thought, let me try the bagels.
Oh, no.
So sure enough, they kind of do split them up a little bit more on the bagels, but there's still that one side.
So you're saying you need to go to the Tommy factory and tell them, hey, recalibrate all your choppers.
Just cut them.
To go just a little
bit
farther.
Just slice it in half. Like they do toast. Like they do bread. Just slice individual. Don't make me sit with the fork and the directions and then I pull.
It's not pre-sliced. It's like, hey, we got it started for you.
Yes, exactly. You got to take it from here.
Exactly.
God. Your first world problem.
That's a big problem. Bastard. You don't know.
I was racking my brain because my life, I am very humble.
Mm.
And
you're not.
I can't think of any first world problems that I have. I came up with one, though. And it's so... Anybody's played the game Slither.io?
No.
It's the snake game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing Slither.io on my iPad Pro, which is just massive.
Oh, yeah, the
I've
big high-end.
I've been on there for so long that today, while I was killing time at the dentist office, I tried to play it on my little phone. And I kept dying because the screen wasn't big enough.
Oh no! Here we go.
I'm just like
because you're so used
how,
to
when you're used to
55
looking
inch.
At a yeah. I'm sitting here and my finger's getting in the way and I'm dying where I wouldn't normally die because I didn't have my full size iPad
because your technology you had to go with the lowest.
No, it sucked, dude. I got on board with your stupid English muffin,
dude. I feel you. I'm with you on this one. Yes, I do.
Okay, I got one more.
Okay.
My other one is this. I have a wine fridge. And
it's a high-end wine fridge.
And it's supposed to be a dual zone, but it doesn't work. So now...
Oh, come on.
So now...
How do you drink wine then?
I have to either chill all my red wine to the same temperature as my white wine.
Oh, gosh.
Or let my white wine be as warm as the red wine.
Dude, no, this one hurts. I can tell.
You're telling me?
No, the Richebeau.
So
you
there
know
I am. I get out a bottle of Chardonnay, and I'm like, this is hot. So I reset it, and the next day I'm like, maybe I'll have a cab. I'm like, it's not supposed to be this cold.
Dude, no, this is not a first. Well, this is just a problem.
This is.
You can't enjoy a libation.
Can you imagine?
No.
Opening wine at your house, trying to have English muffins with you.
Oh, God.
We would just be like,
what a show.
I don't even. Why am I still alive?
Exactly.
What's yours, Lil D?
So my Amazon Prime delivery was late, and so I didn't get my dishwasher soap in time, so I had to wash dishes by hand all weekend.
Oh!
I don't even remember how to do that.
I know.
Did you feel the same?
Serious?
How do
so
you
here's
do
what,
it?
Here's what I really messed up is first, I didn't have like, I tried to do the wash sink and then the rinse side,
yeah.
You know, the wash side, rinse side, and then so when I was doing it, I had too much soap in the wash side, so then the rinse side got all soapy, so yeah. It was just like...
Soap all around.
Yeah.
And then
did you just torch the place?
I should have. I didn't.
Oh, man.
My hands are still pruned.
Did you use those things that you put in the center of the drain so the water stays in the sink?
Yes.
You had to use those? Mine I forgot what they do. They
I
just,
don't even, I honestly
don't even have
away.
I had to search
a long time.
I had to dig under the sink to find it. It was like way back in the back with like the Ajax that you used like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's my, I have a first world problem. Like I one time recently had to thaw frozen shrimp out and it took me like an hour to find my stopper.
What the heck?
I know.
Yeah, just because of the...
You don't understand, people.
No, the pain that...
So we want you to chime in. What are the things that are...
I know.
We have a couple that I want to read from different websites. There's this woman who wrote she'd been vacationing in the Caribbean for so long that she was too tan for the color of her makeup.
Oh, stop. Dude, come on.
Right? So, like, your skin's all brown, and then you, like, put on your stupid pasty makeup?
Right?
How does she... There's somebody else writes, my house is too big. Wi-Fi doesn't reach every room.
Oh, my God. You got to get out of that house.
Sometime the house cleaners are too loud, and they wake me up.
I always hate that. No, I'm just
My club sandwich was cut in cross halves instead of diagonal quarters. Now there's no way to get a good angled first bite.
There isn't.
I get that.
You can't
one.
Even eat.
Yeah. What kind of heathen cuts it in four squares? You idiots. You know you Gosh. Cut that crossways. My arm is tired from holding my iPad.
Yeah, you have that. You have that a
I
lot.
I do with the iPad Pro playing Slither.io. You kidding me right now? There are times where, like, I wake up the next morning and I'm like, did I play at Wimbledon?
Kiss my carpal tunnel.
What?
So here's another one that has to do with your iPad being heavy is my charger plugs into my alarm clock on the side of my bed. Mm. And so when I plug my phone in at night, it's long enough that I can lay on my left side to watch my phone or watch something on my phone. But if my left side like falls asleep and I have to roll over to the right side, my charger's not long enough.
Yeah.
No.
So I ripped the whole thing off the end table and it's just a... Oof.
Dude, you're deformed now.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, one shoulder's kind of...
When you walk, you pull to the right now. We notice a little bit.
All right. We will be almost this facetious when you call.
These are tough.
What is the thing that you're going through? We'll give you the radio station to complain about. We're looking for your first world problems. Come to us. We're your brothers. We'll help you. Chris?
Yay!
What's your first world problem?
Well, when I'm washing my hands and then I turn around and there isn't already a paper towel out of the dispenser, so I have to turn that little knob to get a piece of paper towel.
I can honestly tell you, this isn't empathy, I've actually been in your position. I can't remember which airport had these. I stood there waving my hand in front of this stupid paper towel dispenser for like 5 minutes until like a 5-year-old walked by and was like, pulled it down. I'm like,
It is, because then you got to touch the wheel that everyone else has touched.
Yeah, I don't
want
to touch the wheel.
Germy, yeah.
It's the whole point is, I just washed my hands. I want technology to do this for me.
Yes.
Why can't you make life easier?
Why can't you?
Amen, Chris. We feel your struggle, brother.
You're okay, man. Keep your head up. Keep your head up out there.
Don't be ashamed.
Don't be. You know the other bathroom thing? Like when you go in there and you can't get the little, the ones that have the automatic sinks that you can't, like, you have to hold one hand in front of it.
It's like, what the?
Hey, I'm here. You should know that I'm here.
Right?
I've even gone to a toilet where I had to flush it. Oh, I'm sorry. Jacob?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, how's it going?
First world problems.
Good.
What's yours?
All right, so I just installed one of those automatic starts on my car. It turns on the AC to my car, but it does not turn on my seat coolers.
Then what's the point?
Oh, my God.
Where are you going to sit now? You can't sit anywhere.
I know. I drive a black car, too, so it gets hot, and I still get in. The seats are still hot, but it's nice and cool in here. Just not enough.
No, now you have cracked sweat. Now it's just, it's a whole game.
Dude, get that car up to like 65, 70 miles an hour, shoulder roll out of that bad boy, let it crash into a median or something. There's no point keeping that car.
Jake, man. We can hear it in your voice.
Oh,
it's just.
I can hear your back sweat through the phone.
Oh, I know. It's hot out here.
Oh, man. Sorry, Jacob.
That's a good one.
Thank you, buddy. The struggle, man.
Yes.
Debbie.
Yay.
First world problems.
I have to keep my dishwasher empty.
Empty? Why?
Why?
Well, my stepsons can't figure out what to do with their dirty dishes if the dishwasher is not empty. I've made suggestions such as wash your dishes by hand. Or empty the dishwasher and put your dirty dishes in the empty dishwasher.
That's
so awesome. If you don't have it, if you don't have it already empty.
Yeah.
They're just like, well, there's nothing we can do.
I know. What do you
want? There's clearly a tragedy here. I'm just going to throw these in the trash.
Exactly.
Yep. That's a good one.
That's pretty terrifying. Thank you for the call, Debbie. Megan.
Yes.
First world problems.
So my car is in the shop, and I love my car, and I'm afraid it won't be done to go up to the mountains this weekend, and I'm really bummed out. And if not, I'll have to take my husband's car.
I need to know, Megan, how you did it. How did you find the strength to dial this number and tell us that?
You're so brave.
You're so brave.
I know. I just got off work, too, so...
Oh my God!
And how long's this living hell? The rest of the week?
Yes. Who knows?
Wow! Thank you. Thank you for the call, Megan.
Group hug, Megan.
We love you. We're totally hugging you on this one, John.
Yay!
First world problems.
I have too much vacation time. I lose it before I use it all.
You suck, Jack.
Oh, my God. That there are people.
It's just weighing on you. You're just stressing every day.
Drinking stagnant water from a cesspool 70 miles from their village that they've crawled through broken glass. And you're like, damn it.
I got to go to Aruba again.
Exactly.
And that's cool.
Oh, John.
Yeah, it's pretty
you,
tough.
My friend, are brave, too. Thank you.
You're going to make it, John.
Buddy, yes.
Hang
just,
in there.
Just know that if you just keep just keep plowing through, you'll eventually use all that vacation time. Let's keep going here. Bill?
Yay.
First world problems.
Hey, my kid has so many toys, I can only fit one car in my four-car garage.
Oh, Bill.
Bill. Yeah.
So you can't donate them or anything, Bill? Or no, you're like Steve, you're like a hoarder.
We tried to have a garage, but no one came down.
So now you got to park this outside in the sun, in the wet, and you got to walk. Now you got to walk further. Yes,
it's rough.
Dude, we feel for you. Thank you for the call.
If you need anything, Bill, let us know.
Yeah, except for storage space. Can't help you with that. Jennifer?
Yay.
First world problems.
I have those Roombas that clean your floors for you.
I'm sorry, did you say Roombas? Like
so damn small, I have to bend over every time to clean them out after every room.
Wait, they did all the work. No, you know what?
You still have to bend over.
It's still work.
Did you say Roombas? Do you have more than one?
I do. I have one for each floor.
Oh, my.
But you still have to clean them after, like, like every room.
That defeats the purpose. And you still get the dander on you and the dust and all that. Yeah. That's stupid.
And you have to clean the filters and everything. And you, I mean, those things are really low to the ground. So you have to bend way over.
Jennifer, and you still live in that house?
Yeah, I know. That's,
it's rough.
What if you got a different Roomba for each room? Then
now
you wouldn't
talking.
Have to clean them as often. And then you could hire somebody to just come over and clean your Roombas once a month.
Should I get a maid to clean the Roombas
yes.
for me then?
Yeah. That feels like the actual first world problem. I had to explain to the maid like four times how to clean my Roomba. Snark.
I like where your head's at.
Oh,
nice,
Jennifer. Thank you for the call. Matt.
Jai.
First world problems.
So for a long time now, my only wish as a child for my birthday was to get a live lobster for just myself. And I always got to pick it out of the tank when they were alive in there.
Uh-huh.
And there was one time where, as an adult, I'm looking in the tank and I just don't see my lobster. And so I had the thought, I don't like any of these lobsters. I can't find the lobster I want. And that was when I had my moment.
You have the means to buy a live lobster, and one day none of them amused you enough to buy it.
They just didn't have that look. I looked for the spunky one.
And it's just not.
Matt.
That rocks.
Oh, man, you are brave.
Yeah, you sound like you're getting through it, but well, hopefully
yes.
you'll.
Maybe you just did shots of drawn butter that birthday.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Matt. Katie?
Yay!
First world problems.
Okay, so I just got my adjustable bed delivered yesterday, and I'm sitting in my bed, and I press the button to, like, lift it up so I can sit up and watch TV, but now I can't reach my nightstand, so I have to, like, move my nightstand to put my wine glass on it, and I have to move it, like, 2 feet every time I want to drink some wine in bed.
It's like, what the
it's
son
really
of a...
Hot. It's really hard.
Don't they know I'm trying to be comfortable and an alcoholic?
Right, and I can't get out of bed because the freaking nightstand's in my way, so I gotta move it out of my way to get out of bed.
Oh, man.
Hot. Katie, that bed's gotta go.
Have you thought about maybe an extra long kooky straw for your wine?
I was kind of, that's a good idea. I was kind of thinking about those hospital, like, those trays that float.
Yeah.
You know,
now we're talking.
Yeah.
Wall. Yeah, maybe attach it to the wall and, like, have it just swivel out. I don't know.
Pro tip, I use, when I'm going to bed and I'm propping myself up with pillows or anything, I just put wine in a Camelback, so it's just like, it's just on me, and then I can just turn my head and just, just pull it straight in there.
I just remembered, I have like a sippy cup for wine. Maybe I'll just start
ta-da.
Using that.
Ta-da!
Look at this. See, we're all getting through.
We are. We're spitballing our way through first world problems. Look, if your bed adjusts too high, you got to find another way to get alcohol in your head so you can sleep.
Got to do what you got to do, Katie.
Thank you for the call. Scott?
Yeah.
First world problems.
My sound bar with my TV.
Yeah.
What? I turn the one remote, turns everything but the sound bar on.
Oh.
But then it'll turn it off for some reason, but it won't turn it on. So I have to have the two remotes still to turn the sound bar on.
Scott, that defeated the whole purpose.
It does. There you are. And then you get in that process that only first world problem people can know, where you like turn your universal remote towards your TV and it turns your TV on, but your cable box off, and you're like, oh crap. And you hit it again and you're like, TV's off and your cable box is on.
It's
like,
a never ending
back and forth, back and forth. I need them on. Everybody needs to turn on.
You have to physically go turn each one off.
Oh, God, don't even say it.
Scott.
Don't ever walk across the room for that, Scott.
Dude, you might want to pray or something.
We're now to prayer as an answer. Maybe bring in a priest, have an exercise. You're right. Coral?
Yay.
First world problems.
I'm driving my boyfriend's Corvette, and I hate it because it's too low to the ground.
Yeah, that sucks when you get out in your big old high heels and you're like, whoa, your knees up by your chin when you're getting out of the car. Oh,
it's
my God.
Worst.
How do you do it, Carl?
Are you okay, Carl? Could you need to pull over and call like a
yeah, we can call like some sort of
a Maserati or something.
Yes, we'll get you a dealership to come bring you a taller car. All right, we want to keep this going, but we're going to do it online instead.
Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.